This is Health Matters with Episode 3 of Heritage and Healing.
Winona LaDuke and Faith Spotted Eagle are two women in a rising chorus of Native Americans dedicated to healing and environmental protection. From a Native perspective, healing and environmental protection are linked because life comes from the land.
Winona LaDuke is widely known for her work on tribal land claims and preservation and on sustainable development. In 1996 and 2000, she ran for vice president as the nominee of the Green Party. Faith Spotted Eagle has a master's degree in educational psychology and counseling. She's a motivational speaker and models how to heal by standing attuned to traditional culture. Her book on Red Rage is slated to be published soon.
Both women are widely admired, and their voices extend far beyond Native communities. Faith Spotted Eagle describes rage as a violent way of being that never healed. Whether you look back or focus on the present moment, it's clear that the violent way of life let loose upon this land in 1492 has culminated in catastrophe for the earth and all its creatures. Wars are being waged all over the world and against earth itself, as if earth was an enemy.
The concept of enemy needs new understanding. In 1997, two other Native women, Joy Harjo and Gloria Bird, published an anthology of Native women's writings they titled Reinventing the Enemy's Language. This is a profound title. It's a reminder that Native languages have been lost throughout the Americas and around the world. At the same time, it acknowledges that, yes, Indians now have to speak and write in the enemy's language, but when we use it in our own terms to express our beliefs, we are reinventing this language.
Joy Harjo is a widely respected Muscogee poet and saxophone player. Gloria Bird is a member of the Spokane tribe. Her first novel, Full Moon on the Reservation, won an award.
Gloria Bird explains that what has survived, in spite of the disruption of Native language, is a particular way of receiving the world. She tells the story of going with her aunt to see what was left of Mount St. Helens after it erupted. Looking at the devastation, her aunt said, "Poor thing." Her aunt was speaking of the mountain as a person. Perceiving natural phenomena as living beings is central to Indian heritage throughout the Americas.
For Gloria Bird, reinventing the enemy's language is a way of turning the process of colonization around. Native literature written in English can be viewed and read as a process of decolonization, because Native American literature incorporates the Native perception of the world.
And that perception is one that millions of people all over the planet, Native and non-Native alike, want restored. Because Indigenous spiritual traditions honor and protect all living beings, this way of perceiving is the opposite of European mindset that has polluted land, air, and water, and caused so many species to go extinct.
When Winona LaDuke says Mother Earth needs us to keep our covenant, she's talking about keeping this relationship of honoring alive. She says we will do this in courts, we will do this on our radio station, and we will commit to our descendants to work hard and protect this land and water for them. Whether you have feet, wings, feet, or roots, we are all in this together.
Gloria Bird has written something else truly important to healing. Namely, that focusing on what has been lost reinforces what we are told about us. Dwelling on loss reinforces the belief that we are dying, that we've lost our power, that Indian cultures are dying. Gloria Bird believes the opposite is happening. There is much evidence for this. Native Americans are coming together on many fronts.
Standing Rock is a good example. The brutality of police against the protesters was a replay of violence perpetrated against Indians for centuries. At the same time, people of many races came from around the country to support the protest. This is a powerful affirmation of the Indian way of perceiving the world.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Toshana Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.